Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is time to play some Nats trivia for the right for you to win Nats tickets. End of this segment, after we give away the tickets, however long that takes, we'll give you our opinions on the fact that the Nats have not yet reportedly had an MRI for Steven Strasburg. Why wait? Why not get the MRI done? And what do we think should be done with Stras? That is coming up at the end of this little game we like to call Nats trivia. You are playing for a pair of tickets to see the Nationals take on the Rockies July 28th at Nats Park, Special K Street section. Cheer on your Nats with a limited edition K Street section T-shirt and K card. Tickets are on sale now at the Nats box office. You can win your way in all week with 106.7 The Fan. Get the details at thefandc.com/contest. The Rockies are surprisingly good. They rake. They're outpitching expectations. And as of right now, they're expected to play in the wild card.
They are hanging around counting crow style, man. They're pretty good.
Let's go to Brian in Haymarket. Brian, how big of a Nats fan are you?
What's up, guys? Pretty big.
Pretty big, all right. Would you consider yourself a smart Nats fan?
Yeah, probably watch 85% of the games.
All right, very good. So let's do it. The way we have this set up is we've got two categories, one easy question, one hard question. You've got to answer both one easy and one hard question to get the tickets, okay?
All right.
Which would you like to start with, easy or hard?
Let's go hard. Get it out of the way.
All right, Danny, give
him
a
you're doing there.
Difficult question.
Very well.
Or do you want me to?
I got it. I got a difficult question for you, Brian and Haymarket. All right, here it is. Who leads Nationals hitters in strikeouts? Who has struck out the most among Nationals hitters?
Bryce Harper.
That is not correct, sir. That is not
incorrect.
Correct.
Can I take a guess at that?
You may.
Michael Taylor.
That is correct.
Very good. Let's go to Brian.
Correct.
Stafford. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good. You're playing for tickets to see the Nats. Do you want an easy question or a hard question?
Let's do easy. I need a warm up.
All right. Name the five Nationals batting over 300 on the season. There are five of them. Name them.
Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy. Does Adam Lind count?
He does count.
And I will go Trey Turner.
You silly goose. You forgot Anthony Rendon. Anthony Rendon. Almost 320. You got Adam Lind, but you didn't get Rendon.
How'd you That's so weird.
That's okay. It was a good effort. The fact that you got Lind impressed me. Let's go to Chris in Bealton. Chris, you want to play some Nats trivia for ticks?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Easy or hard question?
Let's start with easy, please.
Very well. Chris, who's the starting pitcher for the Nationals tonight?
It is Gio.
No.
And it's incorrect. He pitches tomorrow.
It is not.
He would not have come on our show in a day when he pitched. I'm going to say it's Edwin Jackson.
That is correct, sir.
Very good. It's funny that it's Edwin Jackson, by the way. It's 2017.
Let's all keep remembering that's a thing.
Seven innings, three hits, and two runs last time he threw. Nick in Herndon, how are you, my good friend?
Doing good. How are you?
Very well. You want Nats tickets or not?
Of course I do. Let's go.
That is not one of the two questions, mind you.
Easy or hard?
Oh, man, that was an easy one.
That was easy.
Let's start easy.
Easy. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. Okay, how about this? Dusty Baker was a two-time All-Star in the 80s playing for which team?
Dusty Baker. He played for the Dodgers. And did he play for the Giants?
He did not. He played for the Braves, the Dodgers. He played for the Giants later in the 80s for a season. And he played for Oakland. So here's my question. Which team was he a two-time All-Star for?
The Dodgers.
You are correct.
Yes.
Very well done.
Yes.
Correct.
Right. Now give him a difficult one, Dave.
This is a difficult one. All right, let's go to this. Who has the most at-bats of the Washington Nationals? Not plate appearances. Who has the most at-bats on the year for the Washington Nationals? That was a bit of a hint in there. You see what I'm doing?
I would say Bryce Harper.
No.
I'm going to guess Daniel Murphy.
That is correct, because Daniel Murphy doesn't walk. Bryce Harper, most plate appearances, a lot of walks up in there.
Yeah.
Daniel Murphy, most at-bats.
Go to Andy in Alexandria. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well,
very
Andy.
Good. You watch a lot of Nats games?
Sure do.
Are you going to be able to answer consecutive questions and win tickets?
I hope so.
All right. Let's try it. Easy or hard first? Which do you want?
Let's go hard first.
Hard first. Which three pitchers were traded for Adam Eaton? No, that's not going to cut it.
Was there a sound of typing in the background?
I don't know if he was typing or not, but I know he wasn't answering.
The Junks are really good at hearing like the typing in the background or like looking something up.
I was looking for Lucas Giolito.
Reynaldo Lopez,
and Dane Dunning.
Old Dane Dunning, the throw-in. Don't forget about him.
Correct.
Mitch in... Thank you, lady, for telling me I'm correct after we're giving the answer. Mitch, how are you?
Mitch.
Yo, Grant Danny, how's it going?
Hey, Mitch.
Very well.
It's a Godfather.
Easy or hard?
Let's go easy.
Easy. That's the way to do it, by the way, I think.
Yeah, I think
start
so.
Start easy. Go ahead, Danny.
That's fair. Who leads the Washington Nationals in RBI?
Daniel Murphy.
Oh, no.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
That would be the great Bryce Harper.
That is Bryce Harper.
All right. This is not going very well.
It's not as going as well as you'd want.
Let's go to Sam in Annapolis. Hello, Samuel.
How we doing, gentlemen?
What's up, Sam Weiss?
Are you ready to win yourself some Nats tickets?
I'm feeling it.
All right. Easy or hard?
Easy.
Name the three Nats with 20 home runs.
Bryce Harper, Murphy, and Rendon.
That is incorrect. Daniel Murphy has 16 home runs. Ryan Zimmerman has 20. He was the third member of the 20 home run club, which gets us to AD in Sterling.
AD,
easy or hard?
Hey, how's it going? Man, we're doing terrible as fans here. But
this is moderately embarrassing.
No, it's hard under pressure.
A little bit. I'm going to start with the easy, though. We'll see how we do here.
Among pitchers of the Washington Nationals, who leads the team in strikeouts?
Scherzer.
Yes.
That was the easiest one anyone's asked.
Correct.
I wanted to make sure we got one.
All right. Let's see.
Now for the embarrassment. All right. Let's go.
I'm not going to embarrass you, guy. I like you. Let's go with this. What college did Anthony Rendon go to?
Oh, man.
I'll give you a hint. In the interest of this segment ending soon, and we haven't given away any tickets.
It's delicious.
It's in Texas, and it's a food.
It's in Texas, and it's a food?
Yes.
Love you, AD, but I can't have it.
Have you heard of Baked Beans University?
Red beans and?
When you go to Chipotle, they ask you if you want this in your bowl.
You can also get brown.
Correct.
Glenn played in the NBA.
Let's go to...
So did Glenn Blank Jr.
Josh in Kingstown. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Josh.
All right, let's do this quickly. Ready?
Yep. Give me an easy one.
All right, let's start with this. Who leads the Washington Nationals in hits?
In hits, I want to say Murphy.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
Here's your hard one. Where is Victor Robles? What team is he playing for right now?
Victor Robles got traded to, I'm going to say the Reds.
No.
Wow. Did you just make something up? First of all, Victor Robles never got traded. Who is he thinking he is? That's hilarious. Just on the Reds. Like, that was just a random anecdote he
came up
with.
You know, he's part of the Reds deal.
Yeah. What Reds deal? When did the Nats make a deal with the Reds?
There was no Reds deal.
That was outstanding.
There's no Reds deal. I like that.
I actually love this segment. I hope someone loves this segment as much as I do. Adam in Fairfax, how are you?
I'm good. Love the show.
Thank you, Adam.
Victor Robles, by the way,
correct.
Double A Harrisburg.
Harrisburg Senator got promoted this week.
Okay. Let's go to easy or hard? What do you want to start with?
Let's go easy.
Easy. Okay. Very good. How about this? Who's leading the Washington Nationals in walks?
In walks. Harper.
Yeah. Don't overthink
it. Correct.
You got
it. Very good.
I'm smoking. You're stepping in.
Let's give this man some tickets.
Here we go. On the Washington Nationals pitching staff, who has the most losses on the Washington Nationals pitching staff?
Most losses. I believe it's Roark.
Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Correct.
We're giving away tickets on the Grant and Danny Show.
Go to a Nats game.
You are going to see your beloved Nationals.
Go to a Nats game.
Thank you so much.
Doesn't it feel good? Huh? That's how you win a trivia challenge. Adam
Correct.
In Fairfax doing it up real nice. I'm going to put him back on hold. Wouldn't it be hilarious if I accidentally hung up on him?
We have the home version of the game where you just look up stats on Baseball Reference.
I mean, that was a show, but it happened. We did it. Next on Grant and Danny, we will put a bow on this sucker with Mike Tyson saying Conor McGregor is going to get crushed by old Floyd Mayweather. You're listening to The Fan. Hey, guys, Grant Paulson for Mannix Heating and Cooling and Mitsubishi Electric, my friends who have taken care of me and my family. You've probably have the same problem that my dad did. You got a room in your house that is always warmer than the rest of the house during the summer. During the winter, it's colder. My dad's got a sunroom, lives on the river. It's all glass windows, right? Basically, that's where we hang out to watch TV. That's his living room. Summertime, it's hot. It's uncomfortable. Wintertime, it's frigid. We've legitimately had to, like, put up and seal the windows, plastic, and wrap the room so that it is a little bit more comfortable. We wanted to fix that problem. I called my guy, Jerry Mannix, and he has done that. Mannix Heating and Cooling is a team of pros, clean, respectful at your house. My dad called me and had this glowing message about how much he loved the work that they did. Basically, in a couple of hours, they came, they got his room all fixed and squared away with the Mitsubishi Electric equipment, which they know more about than anybody, and his house is more comfortable than it's ever been. No one competes with the high quality of work and service that Jerry Mannix and his team at Mannix Heating and Cooling provide, and I got to thank Mitsubishi Electric for the equipment. This is the cooling and heating system that's more efficient than anything else, doesn't require expensive and tedious ductwork. In most cases, the pros at Mannix Heating and Cooling install them in less than a day. Here's what you got to do right now. Call Mannix Heating and Cooling at 703-777-9211. It's hot. You got to get those rooms taken care of. 703-777-9211. Tell them Grant sent you or go to ManixHVAC.com. That's ManixHVAC.com. Two N's, one X. Do it now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.